now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best 7-year warranty.
Well, what's happening in the US? Richard Arnold is all Academy Awards.
We know what's happening. Yeah, two more awards to go, Best Actress and Picture of the Year. But this is shaping as the Oscars of fantasy versus reality, you might say. The new take on the old-time movie musical La La Land. All of that has dominated the awards with Oscars for music and production and cinematography and director so far. And it could win those final two awards as well. So we'll see what happens on that count. There are also Academy Awards on the technical filmmaking side for a number of Aussies who were part of Mel Gibson's movie Hacksaw Ridge. Three Australians, Peter Grace, Robert McKenzie and Andy Ryder, taking home the gold Oscar statuettes after winning the awards for sound editing. They did this alongside Kevin O'Connell, a US colleague historian. It's kind of amazing. Kevin is the Academy Awards person most often nominated. He even beats Meryl Streep 21 times. He's been up for movies from Top Gun to this latest, but this tonight was his very first win. 21 times it's taken. So he had a long, long wait to be able to share what his mum once told him after she got him his first job in sound in the movie business. Here's what he said.
You can work really hard, and then someday you go win yourself an Oscar, and you can stand up there on that stage, and you can thank me in front of the whole world.
Finally, his mum has passed on, but tonight he got the chance to do that. For film editing, New Zealander John Gilbert also has won for Hacksaw Ridge and thanked the Australian team he worked with, so that was nice. The spotlight was on Mel Gibson, though, from time to time, as he saw his colleagues win these honours. And at 61 these days, sat alongside his 26-year-old partner, it was also on Gibson during the monologue when host Jimmy Kimmel came right out of the gate at the politics these days, calling for unity, then saying, nah.
There's only one Braveheart in this room, and he's not going to unite us either, okay?
Yeah, there were a lot of political jokes and a whole segment ripping Meryl Streep, whom a certain president called overrated, for phoning in her mediocre work through many decades of her dismal career. Everyone laughed and gave her a standing ovation. In acting awards, Viola Davis from Fences has won for Best Supporting Actress, Mahershala Ali from Moonlight for Supporting Actor. He actually is the very first Muslim to win an acting Oscar. He said,
really appreciate it. Peace and blessings.
We've just had the award for leading actor as well. Casey Affleck has just won that, so no surprise there. He was the favourite for his role in Manchester on the Sea. The Iranian film The Salesman won for Best Foreign Film. Its director, Asghar Farhadi, boycotted the Oscar event because of the Trump travel ban. His statement was read out to the audience. Lion didn't win anything, but it was nice to see that as Nicole Kidman arrived today, she said that Sue Brearley, the True Life Australian mother and her husband and adopted sons were brought along as guests of Nicole Kidman on the day. So this was their big Hollywood night.
Yeah, brilliant indeed. And I saw Dev Patel took his mum along too as a guest. So
this is his first time. He didn't win for Slumdog Millionaire, amazingly. So, yeah, he's also enjoying some of the glitz and the glitter today.
Outstanding. Richard, thank you very much. 131-873 is the open line number, Ben, at 4bc.com.au. If you want in this afternoon.